independent of my perception. The way I determine this is because from experience I have found that every time I try to act as if it is something different than it turns out to be, I get bad results. It acts upon me in a way I did not intend. Therefore, I know that there is something there that is independent of me, and that's what I mean by objective, that it exists whether or not I choose to recognize it, whether or not I choose to accept it as it is. Now, that has proven to me that it is there and that it is objective. But it still does not change the fact that the only way I can determine what it is through my own subjective experience, through my own five physical senses. And this becomes even more important when you and I are standing side by side, perceiving that reality that we both agree is out there, and which we both are very anxious to understand as closely as possible to what it really is. But you will be looking at it through your eyes and ears and other senses, and I will be looking at it through mine. And not only that, when it comes in, it's going to act upon all the other influences of the past that have caused me to have certain prejudices, certain things that act upon me emotionally and so forth, so that that reality, as real and true and solid and firm as it is, will still be subjectively perceived by each and every person. There is no one individual I can go to and say, please tell me what the objective nature of reality is.
If that's your means of perceiving it, then you have no means of determining that it's objective. Your only means is a subjective evaluation of it. And to say that it's objective means that precisely what you said is subjective, so you don't have an objective meaning.
You mean I am subjectively saying it's objective? All right, I'll accept that. I'll accept that I am subjectively laying the premise that there is an objective reality out there. And you will subjectively decide for yourself whether or not my view, my conclusion, jibes with your world as you see it from where you're standing. If I am right, so-called, and you are wrong, it still doesn't change anything in my life that you see it differently, and vice versa. And so I will have to make the determination for myself, and you will have to make the determination for yourself, which is a subjective determination. And I don't think that it will change anything as far as the conclusions are concerned, as long as we have both recognized that it is a subjective perception of it that takes place, because this is the vital and all-important thing. But my determination that there is an objectivity out there, even though I can't perceive it objectively, has come from the fact that I have bumped into it on a few occasions. Let me show you my knee, for instance. Okay.